Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf Gimel. We're at the very bottom of daf Beis Amud Beis in Masechet Nazir. The first Mishnah of Masechet taught us that Kinuye Nazirus Kinazirus, a corrupted form of the word Nazir, declaring oneself a Nazir by means of nicknames, possibly by means of foreign languages or made-up languages, can make one into a Nazir. And Yados Nazirus Kenazirus, a person who didn't fully verbalize the sentence, "Behold, I am a Nazir." It was just the handle of the sentence. That's also a Nazir. And the Mishnah gave an example of a person who said, "I will be." What does that mean? Maybe I will be fasting. Maybe I will be paying for that guy's korbanos. We're talking about when a Nazir is walking in front of him. So it's already, there's reason to believe what he means to say is, I will be like that guy. I will be a Nazir. Then the Mishnah said that if a person said, I'm going to make it beautiful, he's a Nazir. Maybe means make it beautiful by doing mitzvahs in a beautiful way. No, he's holding his hair. And since he's holding his hair, what he means to say is, I'll make this, the hair, beautiful. How am I going to make the hair beautiful? I'm going to be a Nazir, and I'm going to make it grow out, and do the mitzvah of being a Nazir, and make that mitzvah beautiful. That's what the Gemara says. So let's go back just to at the two dots again. Hey, Noah, if he said, I'll be beautiful, then he's already a Nazir. Dilma, maybe, he means to say, I'm going to make beautiful, I'll be beautiful before God in terms of how beautiful I make my mitzvahs. Kedetanyas, we went to Nebraisa, the pasuk says in the Shira, Zekeliva Anveyu, the Jewish people said, this is my God, I will glorify him. But the way to read Anveyu is to mean from the word Noah, beautiful. And Noelofan of mitzvahs, I'll be beautiful before him with mitzvahs. As Elofan of Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Tzitzis Noah, I'll make before him a beautiful sukkah, a beautiful lulav, a beautiful tzitzis. Echt of the fun of Sefer Torah, no, I'll write before him a beautiful Sefer Torah. Vakar chenu b'shiroim noim, and I'll wrap it with beautiful silks. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, no, what he means is not that he's going to make a beautiful Sefer Torah. He must mean to be a Nazir. Shetafus besaro, because he's holding his hair. Vomer en noim. I'm going to make this beautiful. I'm going to make this the mitzvah that's beautiful. I'm going to make Nazirus the beautiful mitzvah. I'm going to grow out my hair. So the Gemara says, really? How could you say that Nazirus is beautiful? Nazirus is an Avera. We know that when a Nazir becomes Tameh, he has to bring an Achat HaSa'of and an Ola HaSa'of and an Asham. So Nazirus Milsa Da Avera. You know, it's called a Naz, he's called a Chote, he's called a sinner. So, Va'amri Le'not, and you're saying that it's included in the word, I'll be beautiful by doing sins? Answers the Gemara in, yes, Nazirus is not so simple that it's an Avera. Yeah. Nazirus is a mitzvah, and he becomes beautiful when he's a Nazir. Those who said that Nazir is Nikra Chote, and Nazir is called a sinner, he has to bring a Chatas. Afilur Belazar Kfar, even according to Belazar Akfar, Damar Nazir Chote, who says that a Nazir is a Chote, Animili Gabe Nazir Tame. That's a reference to a Nazir who became Tame. As we mentioned in the introduction, Nazirus, without mentioning how long it's for 30 days. If a person destroys the Nazirus, the Nazir became Tame Mace, then the Nazir has to bring an Asham, a Chata Sa'of, and an Ola Sa'of. And the days that were counted are lost. And he has to restart with another 30 days. So it can become very long. Let's say a person promised to be a Nazir. And it's hard. 30 days of no wine. 30 days of no haircuts. 30 days of no going to cemeteries is not so simple. And then when he's up to day 25, he becomes Tame. So now he just lost a week. And after that week of becoming Tar, so it's up to 32 days, he has to start again another 30 days. Now it's already can be up to day 60. It's been 60 days of no wine. It's getting hard. So because it gets so hard, Mr. Since through becoming Tummy, all the days that were there till now are lost, and he extends the term of the Nazirus. Dam Rachman, because the pasuk says, "Vayam Rishonim Yiplu," the first days are to fall away. Ki Tamei Nizru, because he was Tamei during his Nazirus. So then, with the Nazir Tamei Hasamu, in that case, Dom Hasalam Mevar al Nazirus, he might give up. So, well, you know, it's been 60 days already, no wine, and he just made me too frustrated. Maybe he'll even regret the fact that he made a Nazirus, and be thinking that because he regrets it, he can violate it, but meanwhile it hasn't been taken off. And he'll end up doing Averos, and that's why he's called a Chote. Avol Nazir Tahar. But if you have a person who's a Nazir, and he does it to the normal amount, he does 30 days of Nazirus. So then, Lav Chote Karibe. A Nazir Tahar, who figures out, well, I can take, you know, 30 days of a little bit of a hard time, and he does it, that's not called a chote, and that's adarab, that's the opposite, he's doing a mitzvah. So when he says, he's holding out his hair, he says, no, I'm going to make it beautiful, then it means that he's going to, he's in fact becoming a Nazir. Now, if we look at the Tosfos here, very important Tosfos, here. No, it's not here, but actually, yeah, it is. Word Va'amai. Back to Tosos Beis Medbeis. Va'amai, no, why is it beautiful? Hamil Sada Aveira, it's an Aveira. I mean, and lay no, you say no, and you're calling it beautiful. Pirish Anodim Nazir, a person who makes a neder to be a Nazir, Osa Aveira, he's doing an Aveira. But Kavin and lay no, you call it beautiful. Yesh korsim some of the girsa milsa avida v'chimaisa hagam v'kasha lasos kain. Is this the right thing to do? Haveri, it's an aver. Mashani, then the Gemara answered, afilu rebelazer ha'kfar, even according to belazer ha'kfar, the aver is a nazir tamei. Tilmo asi lemebar al naziruso. Because maybe he'll give up, he'll be frustrated, he'll be violating his nazirus. Lishtos piyayin, he'll be drinking the wine, ki archa ala yam, because it's so many days of being a nazir. Avol tar lo chote karle. But the Gemara ended by saying, but a nazir tar is not called a chote. Vakasha, so Tosfos asked, the Baal Ma'isler Belezer Afilu a Nazir Tzar. We know that a Nazir Tzar also brings a Chatas. And a Nazir Tzar we generally call a Chote. Al Shem Shatzir Atzmin Ayayin Karle Chote. Because we said he engaged in asceticism. And that's a sinner. God made wine. He allows wine. We shouldn't add to the prohibitions. We shouldn't. He denied himself something which is permitted. The Yesh Lomar, so Tosfos says, you're right. Tzar nami ktsas kari lechote. A Nazir who does the term of Nazirus for 30 days, and a little bit, he's a sinner. When we call makom mitzvah rab alachet, but in another way, he's doing a big mitzvah. 30 days of Nazirus, that's an achievement. So it's the mitzvah outweighs the sin. But if he's a Nazir tame, so he didn't do the first 30 days. And then when the time is up to day 60, he's so frustrated, he stopped doing that, so he doesn't do the mitzvah, then he's just a chote. That's why it's called beautiful. Midi Dahava, an example of what a Nazir is really like, a Nazir Tzohar, is Amisana Tanis Chalom B'Shabbos. Somebody has a bad dream, and he fasts that Shabbos, because he had to dream that Shabbos. So, the one who had to fast for a bad dream is a kapara. I had a bad dream, now I fast it, it's a kapara. But to fast on Shabbos is also an Avera. So you have a Kapara and an Avera. So that's a Nazir. A Nazir, by the fact that he's not drinking wine, it's an Avera. The fact that he's challenging himself and going through a harder time for God's sake is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is more than the Avera, but there's an Avera there too. Yesh lo mitzvah levat lo chalom. Uktas Avera asa shemesana b'Shabbos. Shaitzarech leishe b'tanis lemachos ha-Shabbos. He has to fast on Sunday if he fasted on Shabbos. L'chaper al shesana b'Shabbos to have a Kapara for having fasted on Shabbos. However, Avol Nazir Tamei, Rachmana Karye Chote, Nazir Tamei is only a Chote. The Fishu Soter at Nizro is ruining his Nazirus. The Tarach Lazal in Nazirus, so he has to redo it. The Chavi Bein of Amais, it's hard for him to do it so long. The Torah Rishonos, he starts regretting having done it, and he starts to just drop it. Yeah, question. Yeah.
Yesterday we asked the Mishnah, the Gemara said, why we are putting Nazir after Nedarim?
No, the question was, why is Nazir in Nashim?
In Nashim. So, first is continuing of Nedarim. Because the Pasuk okay. is very clear.
Right. Telling you, that's why it's after Nedarim and not after Sota.
The second thing, what is the mitzvah? We call it Neder, we never called it as a mitzvah. We were against.
But the very word Nazir implies there's a mitzvah, because the word Nazir is a crown, but right? Nezer alokav al rosho, the crown of his God is on his head. So if the Torah calls it the royalty, nobility, it's got to be something positive. Yet he has to bring a karban chatas. So that's the challenge. The Tosfos has given us the resolution. It's really both. The fact that he doesn't have the wine is a chet, small chet though, relative to the bigger crown experience of being crowned with Nezer Elokav.
It sounds like it's a unique type of neder.
It's unique, absolutely.
But my father means that it was neder. We know that Mishnah Ber, Tipeshu. We don't like people to make neder.
It's like vamos.
And this is a neder.
Yeah.
So how can I kick things this neder?
This is a different neder. We would never, but Izzy, we would never say a neder tzedaka is a tzipesh.
We said something like this.
Not neder tzedaka. Nidre tzedaka is a good thing. So doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's a good thing.
This is a mitzvah.
If Hashem gave us
you're making his hair in the Torah,
it's got to be Noah, right? It's
got to
be pleasant.
It's also true. Drachei Adar Chenoah. The ways of the Torah are pleasant.
Isn't the motivation also that you separate yourself from the world?
Purer, absolutely. Absolutely.
This is just an extension for me. It's 7 more days than the 3 weeks that we have today. No wine, no haircut. Okay, the 7th day. The 3 weeks, honestly, is this so hard? Is Nazir so hard?
I think you have to remember that in those days, wine would accompany every meal. So
suddenly, it was such a premium that they didn't have the
no, wine was the norm. They always drank wine. They didn't drink water.
Today, there's really. In the summer, we take the 3 weeks. Okay, so you don't go to the 7th. Okay, we'll go to the 7th.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's not so hard. All right. All right, the Mishnah then says another yad, which works to be a Nazir. A fellow says, Hareini Kazet. Behold, I'm like this one. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Nihi Nami the toughest Bisaro. Even if he's holding his hair, asks the Gemara, Hareini Kazet, and saying, I'm like this, but still, Lo Amar. There's nothing here that really says he's a Nazir.
Maybe
he's saying he's going to be like his hair. Maybe he'll be a curly person. So Amar Shmuel said, don't show your Nazir over the fun. If we're talking about where he's holding his hair, he's saying, I'm like this. And there's a Nazir walking in front of him, which tells us that what he means when he says, I'm like this, I mean to be a Nazir. Then the Mishnah says, Areini Misalsa, the person who says, I'm going to be, twirling my hair. How do we know that silsil means twirling hair? Well, that takes us back to the Gemara Maseches Megillah. Like the maid in Rebbe's house said, Lahu Gavra, to that fellow who was playing with his hair, Ad matay ata misalsel b'sarecha. Till when are you going to be twirling around with your hair? Says the Gemara, Torah. Maybe when he says, Hareini misalsel, he means, I'm going to be busy learning Torah. The same because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Sal Saleha, treasure it, learn Torah in and out, up and down, Uteroma Mecca, and the Torah will uplift you. When he says, Hareini misalsel, he means he's going to start coming to Dafyomi. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hachanami Shetavas Pesaro. Hareini misalsel also is talking about in a case where he's holding his hair. And he says, Hareini misalsel. So to think that he's misalsel, but he's committing himself to be caressing and embracing and involved in Torah, well, then why is he holding his hair? He's holding his hair must mean, Hareini misalsel, I'm going to be twirling my hair.
Chazalim is misalselim.
It's also true in Hebrew. Hareini mechalkel. Then the Mishnah says, if a person says, I'm going to give sustenance, kilkul is sustenance, I'm going to make it grow. So it means he's going to make his hair grow. It's going to be a nazir. So the Gemara says, Mimaida hadain kilkul sarohu. How do we know that this means providing for his hair and letting his hair grow out? Kiditnan. Well, we know that here it means the hair. because of a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. The Mishnah is listing different materials. How much of a material is a significant amount, that if you carried it from a private domain into a public domain, you would be chayev. So it talks about sid. Sid is cement. Yeah, it's to...
White cement.
Lime, too, which is the smallest amount that's usable, is that a woman uses it on her temples to remove some of her hair on her face. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kedei Lasud Kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda says enough to smear on the Kilkul. V'amar Rav. And Rav explained, what is the Kilkul? Bas Tzidda, the temple. So you see that Kilkul is associated with hair, the hair of the temple. So the Gemara said, but maybe that's not what the person means. And the person says, Reini Machalkel, maybe it doesn't mean he's going to provide for his hair to grow. Maybe he means to promise that he's going to give food to the poor, mechalkel, literally to provide for them. Kiddushim, as the pasuk says, Yosef, vayechalkel Yosef esavim esechav, and Yosef at tzaddik provided in Egypt for his father and his brothers. Amar Shmuel answered, hachanami shetavus besaro. Here as well, we're talking about a case where he's holding on to his hair. So he's holding the hair and he says Mechalkel, so we say Mechalkel is probably about hair, as we find in Masechet Shabbos that Kilkul is the reference to the hair of the temples. The person who says on me is an obligation to let it out wild. That means he's going to let his hair grow wild. He's a Nazir. Asks the Gemara a similar question. How do we know that when he says L'shaleach it's going to grow? The Chsev, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Shelachayich, that which grows, Pardei Srimonim, what grows from you will grow like an orchard of pomegranates. So the Gemara says, but maybe that's not what it means. Maybe Shiluach is Ema Midi D'Avuri. Maybe it's something to remove. That the word Shiluach means to remove something. As the pasuk says, "V'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzos," that God sends out waters to all the places outside. That He sends waters from Eretz Yisrael to other countries. He sends it out. So maybe shalachayich pardes shimonim means He sends out. He removes the orchard of the pomegranates. And when a person says, "Areini m'shaleach," what he really means is on me is to send away the pera, the wild hair. I'm going to cut my hair, not a promise to grow the hair. So Tanya went to Nebraisa and answer. I'm sorry, Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah say, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, he said, l'shaleach pera. So it must mean that it's to grow the hair, because para yaleth is a gzeira shava of the word para. Sivachet says in regards to another kadosh yiyah, he is to be separated. Gadel para se'arosho, he's to grow out his hair wildly. Sivasam l'gabe kohen hedjot, and it says in regards to a regular kohen, v'rosham lo yikalechu, they shouldn't shave their head. Upera lo yishalechu, and they shouldn't throw out their hair. In other words, they shouldn't grow out their hair. So you see from the word para that it means to grow out the hair. And therefore, when he said, Arei alai l'shaleach para, he meant to grow out his hair as a nazir. Iba yisem, alternatively, I can say, Hai shaleach mayim nami, even that pasuk that you thought meant that he separates from, that he throws away the water, would mean also to take away the added hair. No, it's really ribuyu, it's to increase. The kadmashkin le mayo le peir of a ravi. What it means is, he sholeach mayim al pnei kol chutzos, he sends out the water to the fruit trees, and therefore they grow. So when the water from Eretz Yisrael goes to the other countries, and therefore things there grow. So when he says, I'm going to be mishaleach my para, it means he's going to make his hair grow. Then the Mishnah said that if a person said, Arei alai tziporin, on me there's an obligation of birds, he's also a Nazir. Actually, it's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir says he's a Nazir. Chachamim say he's not a Nazir. My time to Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say that if he said on me is birds, he's already a Nazir? Amar Rish Lakish answered, Tziparin smuchim l'seyar kibel olav. It's based on a pasuk, that there is a pasuk that links birds to hair. So when he says, on me is the birds, you know, he assumed he knows Tanakh. He's referencing that pasuk, on me is the birds and the hair in that pasuk. So on me is hair, it's to say he's a Nazir. Where is that pasuk? We'll get to it in a second. Amar Rish Lakish, because the pasuk said like this. The pasuk says in Daniel that he describes Nebuchadnezzar, Adisare Kinishrin, his hair grew like the eagles, like the wings of eagles. Rabba, that's how much it grew. The Tifrohi and his nails, Kitziparin, were like the talons of birds. So since the pasuk speaks of his growing hair like eagle wings and nails like birds, when a person says, on me is birds, he's referring to that pasuk of the nails that were like birds and the hair that was like eagles. He's saying, on me is to have a lot of hair, because Rabbi Meir Saba, Rabbi Meir Olds, Mat Vesinish, Tamidi de Samachle. A person typically, when he quotes a sentence or a clause in a sentence, really intended for the other clause in the sentence, and he's linking up to the whole sentence. So not only the sentence that he said, not only the fragment that he said, but also the fragment that's next to the fragment that he said. He said, I'm on me is birds. But birds in this is a fragment of the sentence that also then talks about hair. So he's really referring to on me is hair. However, Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan who disagree and say when he says on me is birds, he's not a Nazir. Because they hold lo matfish inish pemidi de samich le. If a person wanted to be a Nazir, he should have said the whole sentence. He should have said, on me is hair like eagles. But to say on me is birds, and birds doesn't have anything to do with Nazirus. So then he didn't accept Nazirus. However, that's the way Rish Lakish explained this argument. However, Rabbi Yochanan had a different explanation. The kulei alma lo matfis. No one would think that if somebody uses a fragment from a sentence, then we can then assume he really meant the whole sentence and the other fragments too. No, l'hainu time of Rabbi Meir, but the reason why Rabbi Meir says he's another when he says on me is birds, the chayshinan, because we are worried. Shema tzipore nazir tame kibel alav. Remember, if a person becomes tame while he's a nazir, he has to bring birds. He has to bring an ola sa'ov, a bird which is an ola, and a chata sa'ov, and a bird which is a chatas, as well as an animal which is an asham. So when he says, on me is birds, it means I'm going to be a nazir, because the nazir ends up bringing birds if he becomes tame. Yeah, question?
Didn't we learn in Dharma a couple of weeks ago that you can't split up to become a Nazir? You have to say, I'm a Nazir, not I won't have wine, I won't go to the cemetery.
We'll see. That's going to be a discussion. That's the next Mishnah. We'll get to that. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. You said, we're worried. Maybe he accepted himself the birds of a Nazir Tami. Tami. Michdi, let's take a look. Chayshinan ka'amar. We're worried maybe he meant the birds of a Nazir Tameh. If that's the case, maybe he's just saying on me as birds, I'm going to bring a gift of birds as karbanos. Ola sa'ov. Imkin, if he meant to give a gift of birds, he would have said, Harei alai kan mi boile. On me, there's an obligation of a nest, because that's the way people normally speak. The devil may be Arealai Tzipori Mitzora Kama. Maybe he said, on me are birds, because I'm going to bring birds as karbanos, like the Mitzora, when he becomes Tor, brings birds as karbanos. So the Gemara said, okay, you have to say, when he said, on me is birds, it's also Gon Shaya Nazir over Lefanav. There was a Nazir walking in front of him, and he says, on me is birds. So we say, what do you mean on birds? Could be, likely it's referring to the birds of Nazir. Oh, and there's a Nazir in front of him too. That's what triggered the whole thing. So it must be he meant to be a Nazir. Yeah, question.
Saying this Kodamot and all of these things, does he have, if he has a Kavanah of being a Nazir, does he have the Kavanah to be a Nazir? Or are we saying, no, you said this word,
He had the Kavanah. He intended, yeah.
So, if he had the Kavanah, I was saying if this is enough to be a Nazir.
Yeah, the Pasuk says kiyafli, there has to be some.
You
have to have verbal declaration. You have to have some clarity.
It's not that we
might have, as opposed to, where if you slip up and you don't watch your words, you might be taking on an edit.
So the Gemara says, well, if you're saying that we know that it's a Nazirus, because you have a Nazir walking in front of him, Vidilma Nazir Tameh, maybe there was a Nazir Tameh walking in front of him, that Nazir Tameh has to bring birds and an asham. And when he says, on me is birds, what he meant was, lepotom in karbanos of kama. He's trying to say that I'm going to give that guy's karbanos from him. I'm trying to exempt him from karbanos, but not that I'm making myself a nazir. Where's that? You have to say that the case of the Mishnah is kigon shaya nazir tar over lefanav. There's a nazir tar walking in front of him who doesn't have to bring birds. So when he says, on me is birds, he means to make himself a nazir. So one second, ask the Gemara. So my benayu, if so, what's the difference between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Rish Lakish said that it's based on the person, you know, when he says birds, he's also referring to the other part of the pasuk, which is hair. And Rabbi Yochanan says, when he says birds, it's referring to the birds of a Nazir Tameh, but we're talking about where there is a Nazir walking in front of him. So what's the difference between these two opinions? Answer the Gemara, Yikah Beinah, the difference would be like this. If he said a different sentence, he said, the birds that are next to the hair is what is upon me. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even though he seems to be actually referring to that pasuk, Nazir over lefanavin, you'd have to have a Nazir in front of him. If not, we wouldn't say that he's a Nazir. However, the Reb Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish would say that in that case, even though the Nazir is not walking in front of him, that's already enough to become a Nazir. Now the Gemara deals with the question, going back to this question, that when you talk about a pasuk or reference a pasuk, do you always refer to the whole thing or to the part that you mentioned? Is there an opinion that lo matfis inish the milsa de samachle, that when a person quotes a pasuk or a fragment of a pasuk, he's not trying to link it to what it's connected to? For a tiny but didn't really learn in a braisa, omer yamin, a person who says by my right that I'm not going to eat, or by the right, the right, whatever that means, that I'm not going to eat this loaf, harezu shvua, that's a shvua, and if he ate the loaf, he'd get malchus. Now, my time, why is the right a shvua? Lav mishum, isn't it based on, when he said the right, he's referring to a pasuk. And the pasuk links it up to God. Tichsev, as the pasuk says, vayarem yamino, and he raised his right, usmolo, and his left, el hashamayim, to the heavens, vayishava, b'cheola, and he swore by the one who's the life of the world. So if a person says, by the right, I'm not eating this loaf, it's referring to this pasuk of lifting up the right hand and swearing to God. And you see that it's enough. Even though you just said the right, you didn't spell out the word oath. I'm really answered in the yeshiva, lo. No. The reason why the word right is an oath is not because it's a fragment from a pasuk that has within it the word oath. And when you have the fragment of the pasuk, you're referring to the whole pasuk. The word right itself is an oath. The time is we went in a brisa. How do you know if a person says, by the right, this loaf, and it's an oath. Shenhem, as the pasuk says, Nishba Hashem b'yamino, God swore by his right. Uminayin lomer smol shishvua. How do we know that even saying by left that it's an oath? Shenhem, as the pasuk says, Ubizroa uzo, and by the arm of his strength. So since it says by the arm of his strength, it's Zra Uzo is a reference to already the left, because the pasuk had already said Nishba Hashem b'yamino. So if he swore by his right, and then it says again Bizra Uzo, that's already the left. So both are in fact a shvua. Okay, the next Mishnah, which gets into the issue that Yosef mentioned. What about somebody who accepts upon himself part of the requirements of Nazirus? I'm a Nazir from the grape seeds. Umin azagim, or I'm a Nazir from the peels of grapes. Umin ataglachas, I'm a Nazir from haircuts. Umin atzumor, I'm a Nazir from becoming tummy. Harez a Nazir, so he made himself a Nazir. V'chol dikdukin Nazirus alav, and all the requirements of Nazirus are upon him. Says the Gemara, Mas Nisin, our mission that says that if he accepted one of the aspects of Nazirus, he's a full-fledged Nazir. The Loka Rabbi Shimon is not like the Tana Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, for we were taught in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Hey, no chai, but sheyido mikulam. A person's only a Nazir if he's making a vow to avoid haircuts, all grape products, and becoming tummy mason. He has to mention all three things. For Rabbanan Ami, but the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, Afilu lo nazir elo b'chad minon. Even if he only accepted Nazirus on one of the points, that makes him a Nazir on all of the points. Heavy Nazir becomes a Nazir on all of the points. My time with Rabbi Shimon, what is the reasoning of this argument? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that he has to mention all of them? Amar Karkas, the Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Yeoseh, Migefen Az Ayayin, Mechar Tzanim V'Adzak. It says anything that will be made from, or anything that gets made from the vine of the tree, whether it's from the seed until the peel. So it says from all. It means you have to become a Nazir from all. Rabban in my time, why did the Rabbanan say even one thing? Because I'm our cook, because the pasuk says, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. From wine, new wine and old wine, he will make himself a Nazir. So that's to say that even if he only made himself a Nazir from Yayin v'sheichar, and he didn't mention everything, he already would be considered a Nazir. So what would Rabbi Shimon do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shimon Ami Yaksiv Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. And we boil that he needs for the following. Lesser yein mitzvah ki yein rishus, to teach us when a person becomes a Nazir, he cannot even have the wine of a mitzvah, just like he can't have the wine that's optional. In other words, he can't have the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah. As I mentioned to Roger, I remember years ago seeing on the internet about Rabbi David HaKohen, the Nazir. There was an account once posted about a visit he had to a kibbutz and how excited they were to host him for Shabbos. Because he was a Nazir, he couldn't have grape juice or wine for Kiddush or for Avdallah. So he had it over grapefruit juice. Mitzvah shkoliot. He had grapefruit juice for Kiddush and Avdallah. He considered grapefruit juice Chamar Medina, the national beverage, and he wouldn't have wine because this Gemara tells us Yayin v'sheichar is to include, even can't do challah for Avdallah. For Avdallah he used grapefruit juice, and the same for Kiddush. And the Yayin v'sheichar yazir is to include even the Yayin of Mitzvah is prohibited to a Nazir. How did he even leave the house?